Now, a Milwaukee High School robotics team is headed to the Robotics World Championships in Detroit. It's the Riverside University High School RoboTigers, a team that was rated as an underdog before they won at regionals last month in lacrosse. Chris Levis is an administrator at Milwaukee's Riverside University High School and head coach of the Riverside RoboTigers. Chris, thanks for joining us today.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, and Ailim Fernandez is a driver for the RoboTigers. Ailim, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, Chris, how excited is the team to be headed to Detroit for the championships?
Oh, they're extremely excited. We have about 30 kids on the team, and all of them are ready to go compete on a world championship level. We're extremely excited. I can't say anything else about that.
Ailim, what do you do as your job as a driver for the team?
Well, basically, my job is to create strategies with other teams, pay attention to what everybody does, and just drive the robot, do my best.
So, Chris, what do the students who are on the team do? What all is involved in this robot project?
So basically the team gets about 6 weeks to build a 140-pound competition robot to do multiple tasks. So it's like a giant chess game that every team has to strategize and figure out how to best play that chess match. Our team designs, creates, those CAD drawings of what our robot wants or of what a robot is, and then what they do is they do pneumatics, electrical systems, they do mechanical systems, computer programming. There's a whole gamut of every single type of engineering you can think of that our kids are doing to build the robot in the 6 weeks. And if you don't build it in the 6 weeks, you're kind of out of luck.
And Chris, does the team know what the tests are going to be before they go to this championship, or do you have to make it versatile for you don't know what?
Yeah, no, the team knows what the tasks will be. So there's multiple regional competitions after the 6 weeks build season, and every regional game is exactly the same. The championship game will be exactly the same as the regional games. So we have our strategy of how we want to play that game. We have a robot to manipulate the pieces the way we want it to be manipulated, and we're going to go in there and hopefully knock some heads.
Ailim, when you've gone through this process, you've designed this robot, tweaked it, worked it all out, what are you thinking as you're about to go through the course and actually put it to the test?
Well, I'm thinking about how the robot's going to work, how I'm going to be adjusting to it, and also like all the problems we can face in the competitions and how I can work with it with my team.
And do you feel nervous as you start to roll? Like, what's going to happen with all the hard work you just put in?
Yeah, I feel really nervous at the beginning because I really don't know how this is going to work. How I'm going to work with the robot, drive it, and, if I'm going to do good or not.
Chris, let's meet the robot. It's called Valentina. Do I have that right?
That is correct. Ailim named it with the other students.
And this, I looked at a picture. It almost looks like a moving, guillotine or something. Tell us a little bit about how this came together.
Well, the robot has to grab these cubes from the playing field and manipulate the cubes. The cubes are about the size of an egg crate. And they have to put the cubes on a series of different switches, which are basically balances on the floor, and then a giant scale, which is about 7-ish feet off the ground. So the robot has to pick up the cubes on the bottom, which are the little arm intake things that you see on the bottom. And then the guillotine device is what we call the elevator. It basically is a machine that lifts the whole egg crate cube up and drops it onto the top of the scale.
Okay.
And then you maximize your points by doing that.
Ailim, Valentina has a name. Do you and the other students feel like Valentina has a kind of a personality?
Yeah, it really does.
Like what? How would you, if Valentina were a person, how would you describe it?
Well, we name it because it has this girly name also, and then at the same time a man. So it's also aggressive on the field, but also we can be gentle with it. So it has different personalities at the same time when we're on the field and we're in the practice field.
Chris, I know not every high school has a robotics team. How did this get started there?
We started the program about 10 years ago with one of our math teachers here, Ulysses Sepúlveda. 8 years ago, I started working with him and became the head coach of the team. It's basically sponsored by Rockwell Automation and GE Healthcare, along with George Mosher Foundation and MSOE. They supply us with the funds to buy all the equipment for the kids, and they also supply us with sponsors. So all of our other coaches are actual engineers who come in and work with our kids. So the program's been really successful because we're a student-driven program, and the mentors come in from outside of Milwaukee Public Schools and work with our kids. So, that's pretty much the story of how we got started.
Lynn, when I was in high school, I think the most high-tech project I built was a toothpick bridge. I hated doing that. Is this robot project fun?
This is not just like a robotics club. This is also like about learning all the strategies, learning about like math, science, and also like what you can create using your imagination and working with others.
And Lynn, do you see yourself maybe going into some kind of career that evolves? Maybe it's robotics or some kind of engineering or related field?
So I'm thinking between medicine or going to biomedical engineering.
And Chris, is that part of the hope that you've got a bunch of kids, they're doing this stuff, and maybe they're setting their sights on scientific or engineering or medical fields that they might not have considered before?
Yeah, that's it. We are an inner city school, and we have a great, huge diversity of students here. A lot of our students come to our school and want to do STEM and get into the robotics program, and they get real excited when they get to work with an engineer. And I think the relationship they build with the engineers that we have working with our kids kind of pushes students to broaden their horizons and look into STEM fields. Actually, multiple students that we have currently on the team have internships at Rockwell Automation. One of our graduates who's a continuing mentor, we have two graduates who graduated from Riverside and they continue to mentor our team. They're both interned at Rockwell Automation. One of those students is actually getting paid for by Rockwell to go live in China and work with a Chinese Rockwell Automation team for a summer. So we're definitely seeing outcomes from this program. I believe six of our past seven graduates are all in university school, four-year universities, and on the STEM track to do some kind of engineering, mechanical, or electrical.
And Chris, where can we watch for the results from next week in Detroit?
If you actually Google FIRST Robotics and click on the main webpage there, you can see they have live streams from the FIRST Robotics webpage.
Chris, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Lynn, good luck next week.
Thank you.
Been talking to Chris Levis and Aylin Fernandez with the Riverside University Robo Tigers. We were talking to them as they gear up for the Robotics World Championship in Detroit next week.